What's New on WBAA Classical and WBAA.org airs Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on 101.3 FM. Here's a sneak peek of this week's show.
These wonderful waltzes from Der Rosenkavalier, they especially may not know this sort of version. That's got to be really fun to express this big, you know, juicy romantic opera waltzes with just in a chamber music setting.
Yeah, but the transcription is so fantastically done. It's done by Prichoda, who was a master of the violin himself. When you look at the piano part or when you listen to the recording, you will realize that there is practically nothing missing there from the orchestral part. This is all is there, and it's there. It's done in a way that it works really fantastic, I think. One has to be thankful because, you know, it's not about only how well one knows the violin in this case, but this is, as you described, a huge orchestral piece that means many, many parts, and one has to really feel what's the essence of the music, what's necessary to put in there, what's necessary or not important to omit, and so on. I think that this is one of the greatest transcriptions we have in the violin repertoire. That's why I included it there.
Well, we're looking forward to this and so much more, and congratulations on Virtuoso. It's stunning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your interest. Take care.
It's a beautiful trio version. So there are four, I think. One, two, three. Yes, there are four. Sorry, I forgot. They're beautiful. They're short. They're romantic, haha, as in the title. And they're just perfect to play for encores or to play it like as a lighter piece-ish on a program. So I see ish because it's still dark a little bit, but also light and gleaming and romantic and passionate. So, yeah.
I had some experience with the other sonatas, but they're definitely not heard as much as I think that they should be. And then I came across this D minor unfinished sonata. It's only available in manuscript in a Berlin archive. So that was really exciting because we thought, well, what does this sound like? You know, it's quite an amazing piece. It's very Beethoven, kind of a brooding sense to it, and one wonders why he never returned and finished that sonata, because I feel like it has a lot of promise.
I think just music is so human and so visceral. And it almost comes before our ability to speak and express ourselves. I think there's something, when I use the word visceral, I completely mean that point of where you emotionally feel something. And then later we find words to define what that feeling might be. But music is before that point of definition. And because it's so human, I think it has this ability to really connect us as human beings.
Hi, I'm John Clare. I hope you enjoyed that preview, and we'll tune in for the full show Sunday night at 10 o'clock on WBAA Classical at 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.